How you doing, Bottom Nation? I'm good. I am good. Thank you for asking me. This week, we have one of my favorite comedians and one of Bill Burr's favorite comedians. He produced her special. Steph Tolov. She's truly one of the best comedians in the world. You've probably already seen her clips. You're going to absolutely love her. She's a powerhouse on this episode. I mean, I don't know what we didn't talk about. She just brings this intense, hilarious energy, and she's so sincere and so authentic. We talk about her new relationship. She talks about her vagina. She says she can do a criminal sketch of it. I mean, it's just a really good comedy episode, and I think you're going to love it. And then I'm on tour, and in the next 2 weeks, I will be in Salt Lake City, January 19th and 20th, Boston, January 26th, Portland, Maine, January 27th, and then patreon.com/WHGS. Please donate. We're doing 4 episodes a month of bonus episodes. You can donate as little as $1. Think about giving back. Think about giving back. Think about the countless hours of entertainment we have provided for you and all the team that works on this. There's producing, there's editing, there's booking the guests, there's the social media clips. We got to keep this machine a humming. So give us your dough. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz. Their 2-minute quiz is going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I'm dating Shooter McGavin's nephew. I'm dating Jimmy.
Wait, how old is he?
36, and I'm 38. I'm so pumped up. It gets crazier. He's hot as hell.
He looks so young.
No, what does he do? So talented. He's a musician, actor. I'm going to cruise with him next week. Oh, are you ready for how this is how gay I am? Already on the home screen. Already on the home screen. I'm literally obsessed with him.
You guys knew all already.
Oh, no, I did. No, he's moving with me in January. He's moving with me in January. I'm fucking crazy. I'm crazy.
The first time I saw you, I was fucking this girl who I was like getting out of a relationship. We were broken up, but like we were living together. So it was like a fucking mess. And I was having sex with this other girl, and I should have been having sex with that girl because she was engaged, but she was breaking off her engagement. Okay. And I said to her, I was like, hey, I don't want anything serious. And she was like, no, sure. But I was like, but I feel like you might be ending this engagement because of me. And she was like, no, I'm not. She's married now to someone else.
Oh, wow.
But the point is that I went out to LA and she was like, let me go to LA with you. And then I saw you for the first time.
And I wanted to have sex with you instead.
Yeah. Probably not. I'm not a turn on.
That's not true at all.
Maybe for
women. For the right people. Yeah. For women.
Yeah, for women, yeah. No, women,
every, yeah. I actually feel that you are a lot of straight women's gay awakening. Like if you were gay, things would be a mess. I don't know that I would be working if you were gay.
Wait, I
think you would be coming for my demo.
And
big
she
time.
Wouldn't get canceled.
No, I think you'd be America's top. Oh yeah.
Maybe. I mean, no, I'm kidding. Where did you see me? What show?
I saw you. The only time I've ever seen you is at Dynasty Typewriter. I keep going to Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, well, because I saw you there after, but you saw me somewhere else before that.
Yeah, Dynasty Typewriter. Show. And I was just like, holy shit.
I was probably wearing a jumpsuit and you're like, that raging dyke, what is going on up there? Like, that's the biggest lesbian I've ever seen.
I don't give a shit. I just love women who get up there and grab the audience by the throat.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know. And so many people hate us for that. And conversely, we're killing. Mm-hmm. I think men who are like that kill so much. I'm sorry, women who are like that kill so much harder than men, because not only do you have that aggression, but you're subverting this gender thing.
Yes.
And so that alone is fucking hilarious.
Normally I would agree with you, but last night I did Mark Norman's show at Hot Soup.
Yeah.
And I counted in the audience 6 women. I don't think I've ever done a show with that many men to women. It was crazy. Because the jokes that usually hit were like, oh, that's a weird reaction for that one. It was bizarre. It was very bizarre. Like, I still did fine, but it was like, I don't know. I think I'm just also so comfortable in LA now that I come here. I'm like, what's going on?
I was going to say, that feels like New York City spots. It's like normal, that ratio, right? Would you feel that way?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think that I'm allowed to say. But I do think Mark Norman's audience, this is a weird thing that's happening. Don't you feel like the whole TikTok, Reels, algorithm, audience thing is kind of fucking everybody up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's given some people that should not be getting anything a lot of stuff. Not going to get into names here, but... There might be
one in particular that everyone feels the same way about.
It's got to be the same one that we all are thinking about. And then I'm just saying, in the new year, I'm getting jacked. I'm getting a jawline. Yep. I'm getting full abs. That's what's happening.
I'm going to talk about women's pussy. And how it looks different and weird.
That is also what I talk about, though, so that is offensive. that's my exact bit. I think the Reels and all that, it's fucked everybody.
Yeah.
We're all fucked.
No matter who you are, even if you thought you were the most broad, you're actually not. Because when I think about Mark Norman, now that I've done shows with Mark Norman a couple times, and I'm like, oh my God, he has a weird little niche too of the people that he appeals to. Not little, he's obviously huge. But it makes it impossible to do jokes about different topics. It makes it impossible for you to stray from your signature algorithm thing, which is so narrow.
Do you find that now with you, though? Because I find
if
I do something a bit clean, or which I don't really, but if I don't do a lot of crowd work, people are like, well, we thought you were going to make fun of that guy more. And I'm like, I have a joke that I want to work on.
Exactly. I'm trying to like talk about the things I want to talk about. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about this, but I told an audience member to kill herself.
Oh, I heard. People were taking me in your shit. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to take in this book? Oh, yeah. They were like, Steph Toll would ever do that. I was like, no, I probably would. So I was like, I need to break it to you.
And I have. Well, that's the thing is like anyone who does that style of crowd work has said it. I mean, so many of my friends were like, I've done that.
So many. Or I've like, sometimes you're in it and you're saying stuff you don't mean to say. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that
was crazy. It was wild.
Also, did it affect anything of yours at all?
Oh, yeah. But the audience since has been so much better, which is what I was going to say. Because I used to have this frustration where I would like talk about something that wasn't gay for like four or sex for like 4 minutes. And the audience was just like,
they're like a bunch of gay Gen Z people who like look up to Ashley. So they've like placed her on a pedestal of like influencer rather than like also comic.
Comic. Okay.
Which is like,
but it's so funny because you're such a comics comic. I imagine that your audience would be more flexible. But what I'm learning is, no, everybody is there to see themselves mirrored on stage or the thing they aspire to or the thing that they want to release. And if we don't give it to them, I think it's going to kill comedy. I'm like genuinely worried about it.
I'm genuinely worried about the Reels and what's popping on. I am. And the way the economy's going. And also the amount of people that are not good at crowd work that now feel like they have to do it. I'm like,
stop.
Like, please stop. Like, it's not helping you posting these clips that are horrendous.
It's just like WikiHow crowd work. And they're like,
yes.
So you guys job? Fuck.
And then people always make fun of that being like the kicking off point. But like, if you're good at crowd work, those are the main questions you ask. But it'll go somewhere else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You take it, you put your unique spin on it or whatever.
Wait, also, what was the connection of you having sex with all these women, some married, and then seeing stuff?
Oh, I was just sort of trying to bring gay sex into it.
Okay, casually wedging it in there. Real naturally and organic. Put that in there.
Gay sex, and also I read this book the other day.
And the character had a name, Stephanie, in there, and I was like, this is you.
The point is, I admire you a lot as a comedian.
Thank you.
I think you're finally getting your flowers. Like,
I'm getting you're
blowing
a
up a little bit, and what I think you're...
20 years.
Have you been doing comedy for 20
years? Yes. I started when I was 18 years old. I did my first stand-up when I was 17.
I started when I was 18.
Well, your skin looks great.
Yeah. I do Botox, that's why.
I
live in LA, are you fucking kidding me?
Should I do it?
No, you don't need it yet.
Wait, but yours looks good. Yeah. Like, you don't look scary.
No, I just get a little bit. I get like just the crow's feet and right in the middle.
Right, I don't think people... I had this... Okay, wow, we are taking a turn on this podcast and no one is going to be happy. I don't think the actors are doing their mouths... I think they're just doing up here.
No, and I think they're doing mostly filler.
If they're doing filler.
So Botox is different than filler. Botox fades away in like 3-4 months.
But I think the ones who are staying active, like the Reese Witherspoons of the world,
yeah.
I think they're just doing it very lightly here, and that's what I want to do.
You
want to
light? You don't need it yet, though.
You don't. Thank you. Your skin's crazy.
Yeah, your skin's crazy
good.
You don't even wear, I mean, I wear like a cover up. I have like rosacea, so I have to like fully slap on my fucking mind paint every morning. You got nothing. You're good. You don't even wear any makeup. I'm full fledged. Oh yeah, we're.
Does anyone have like the facial hair? I have the facial hair, so it makes
the
it.
The facial hair?
Yeah, oh. The facial hair. So then when you put on makeup, you actually look like a cake, and you're just like, why do I look uglier with makeup on?
Like, I didn't realize I had a fuzzy face until every time I go to TikTok Live, someone's like, fuzzy face is back. I'm like, fuzzy face?
What?
Fuzzy face, I'm called. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy might have fucking face his hair. I didn't realize.
The cameras are too good.
No.
They need to take back the iPhones. We'll do Blackberries again.
Yes, literally. And the ring light on there. And I'm like, yeah, my face is fuzzy. I have hair in every inch of my body.
Why the fuck would they say that to you?
I'm like, I don't care. I get rid of the mustache. And I found I had a little goatee yesterday. I had a little soul patch. It was like six star hair. And no one told me. I'm like, I've been walking around with a soul patch for, no wonder people think I'm gay. I have a full fucking soul patch. I have a full mustache and soul patch. I'm AJ from the Backstreet Boys. I don't know. I'm walking around like, what am I doing here? It's absurd.
You're getting comments like, what's your favorite Sublime cover song?
Yeah, and I'm like, all of them? Yeah, it's insane. So crazy.
Well, thank you for being here. I didn't do a proper introduction, but we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with a great comedian, Steph Tolov. You can watch her in fucking Old Dads on Netflix.
Yeah. Big role. Did you see it yet? I fart and burp.
I saw the clip you posted. It was awesome.
I haven't watched yet, but I was saying to Alex what I think a genius, like, good idea it was for Bill Burr to make a movie like that.
Yeah, and he wrote me into it, which is pretty cool.
He's a big champion of yours.
Yes, he is. It's very fucking
nice.
And
one of my favorite comedians. He's
great. Yeah. And he's also like the nicest fucking guy. Like
that's
when you
good.
Meet people like that, when they're actually so nice, you're like, God, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank fuck. Because there's a couple of big guys that aren't like that, but he's like super.
Who could you possibly meet?
In comedy? No.
No, every man is nice.
They're very genuine and not want sex from us.
Yeah. No one's ever done that. Shockingly, I haven't really gotten that, which is nice. They're terrified.
Are you joking?
Like, I would immediately be like, Sebastian Maniscalco try to suck my ass. And I would be like, what?
Sebastian Maniscalco sucking your ass would be such a good like premise for one of his jokes.
Yeah,
that sucking someone's ass.
That's what I was saying.
Big act out for him.
You gotta spread the cheeks.
So like I'm down the middle.
He's doing four minutes on. Yeah. Just so I'm spreading the cheeks. Everyone at home is like, what are they talking
about?
Yeah,
he's really changed up his material here.
But I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay woman, she, her pronouns. And then a special guest co-host today, honorary youth in the sound booth, young. So young and tight.
Thank you.
Here to keep me from getting canceled again. Here we do part two.
I kind of encourage your bad behavior, to be
honest. I'm beginning to feel invincible.
I mean, yeah, because you got canceled, but you're still here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they tried to cancel you.
Get canceled once.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Get canceled twice. Still shame on you.
I'm going to say whatever I want. Yeah.
Get canceled three times. Your comedy career is over.
Well, I don't know. Crystal Lee is still selling on theaters.
I meant to say if you're a woman.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Add that.
I forgot that part.
Yeah.
Kylie Vincent, thank you for co-hosting while Maddie is on tour.
Yeah, I'm queer, by the way, just to let you know.
Thank you so much.
Ashley never thinks I'm gay.
It's our running gag.
How many women have you been with?
A lot. You know, I'm not a misogynist, so I don't count.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really?
Every woman I've been with has been...
I'm a misogynist, and my number...
She has a fucking list and a map.
Oh, you have a list?
She's a map.
Oh, I got a list.
All right, I got to grab my phone.
We got to see the list. Oh, I got a full list. Oh, man, my list. I don't number them because it's so long, but they're
Do you have any like details associated with them?
The majority of them just say like a nickname or something because I don't remember half their fucking names. So the majority of them are like an emoji or like a skunk man or something like that. Like there's
skunk man?
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what
no,
he
you
did.
Don't okay, let's see. I gotta see these lists now. We gotta pull the lists out. But I love that you're a slut. I'm a huge slut. I guess I don't ever talk about being. I want to be like. a lot of people are like, I'm bi. And then they've like kissed a woman on the cheek. And I'm like, let's stop here. Let's
and
stop
for our listeners at home who are gay virgins, I see you. You are valid.
Oh,
we love you.
Oh, yes. I'm just saying for comedians, they use that as something to get them.
Oh, yes. Like that's what
I mean. No. I don't mean the normal people. I mean like comedians who all of a sudden are like, I'm bi when that was like a big thing.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
Are you? How many pussies have you eaten? Like none. I literally wanted to get a t-shirt made saying I've eaten more pussies than all the bi women in Los Angeles because I was getting so mad because every comic was going out and being like, I'm bi. I'm like,
win. It's such a thin line because you want to be kind to the people who are coming out, like the people who've made this choice to do this, even though it's like hard to do.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's that. It's like,
especially when it's like bi femme women that are like, we're oppressed. And I'm like, no, you're not.
You've also never done anything. Yeah. You've also only dated men.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, what are we doing here?
I think using it in your comedy.
Yeah.
To like get ahead is one of the most unsavory things.
It's crazy. And that's exactly what I mean here. Now your fans are going to hate me. Look.
No. They're like, not gonna hate you. Literally... They understand nuance but like the thing that's crazy about it is like, I would love to see a more vulnerable joke that's like, I'm bi and I've never had sex with a man.
Yeah.
And so yada, 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 yada. That's a joke I would want to see from comedians. I'm bi. I've never had sex with a woman. Yada, yada, yada. That's
I thought you were actually just doing a male take.
Oh my God. I'm upset. Oh, that's it. Mine really scrolls down there. Uh-oh, we can't number them too many.
There are emojis in the middle.
A lot of them,
really
one just says, that one's man baby, that's just a coffee cup, John Big Dick.
I mean, the fact that there's only one
Pig Man.
Pig Man. Okay,
ice
Jordan
cream,
Peele's next movie.
Sexy mustache, morning finger, old man, bulgy eyes comic, that's a good one. One's just a shrimp, micropenis.
Oh.
Micropenis.
How did you not sense
pour one out for
I felt so bad, Michael.
How did you not sense his micro penis?
So how did I not sense it?
Can I like the vibe?
Well, we were making out a lot
no, but like out. You can tell that like maybe this guy has a small dick.
The thing is, like, I feel really bad for men because we like make fun of it. So it's the one
it's
form of body shaming that we're like allowed to do. But like these poor guys.
No, the poor guys. Okay. I felt really bad.
They have enough.
No, this is bad. This was bad. No, it was like, it was half
this
a pinky finger.
This is the hill you're going to die on?
Yes, it is. This is the one. Half a pinky finger.
So he is a large
I don't even
clit.
Know how he, yeah. I don't even know how he would, like, I don't know how he would have to jerk it off like that.
But don't you think, is
like
he
this.
Amazing?
Oh, wait, that small?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's it was, sad.
That's,
and now we're sad.
And now we're sad again. And now we're sad.
And now we go back to being sad.
But okay, let's flip it. Find the positive, the silver lining.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think he's probably really good at eating out women?
He wasn't that good.
Oh my
God.
That's the problem.
What a waste on a micro penis.
It was fine, but I was like, I've had better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, the best eating out I ever had was from
a woman. That just really upset me. Took me out of it for a moment. What about fingering? Did he finger you?
Yeah. But the best eating out I had was from a woman. A woman made me come three times from eating her out. But I couldn't make her come because I hadn't been with that many women, so I was down
there
for really
too long. Do you feel like you're good at it now?
No. I don't think I've done it since. I was so bad. And I like said this before in a podcast, but like her vagina was so nice and like so taut and perfect and pretty and like sculpted. And I was like,
you sound gay.
Is that what they all look like? Mine's a mess. Like then I got so self-conscious on my own. I'm like, oh, I got
oh,
problems down
really?
There.
Really?
That's what was happening. Oh yeah. I was like freaking out.
It's so funny because I've been asked that before and I don't really feel self-conscious about my body when I'm with women. I think I would if I were with men.
Oh yeah. Oh, I suck in all the time.
I also like don't
sucking in like on top. It's like this is natural.
Oh my God, that's exhausting.
Oh, I'm dying.
Do you guys even look at your vagina? I feel like I don't even know what my vagina looks like.
I could sketch mine right now with a full pencil. Give me a bunch
serious?
Of clay. I can mold it perfectly. I've been looking at mine. I swear to God, I've been looking at mine for years. I've been down there mucking around. Oh, I know exactly what this looks like. Put in a lineup of
what
a
kind of mirror do you have in your house?
I have a little pocket mirror that I've had for years.
Oh yeah,
I'm always down there
mirror.
Stepping around down there. Oh, I'm looking.
Wait,
oh,
but
yeah.
I use my phone. But that's dangerous.
It's dangerous in case you take
it
a
slip
pic.
Up.
Yeah, you don't slip up.
I don't know. If someone posted a picture of my vagina, I'd be like, whatever. Like, it's not that big of a deal, right?
How many times? How many have you sent out?
That was the wrong button. That's not even the right reaction.
God.
I've never sent a vagina picture, but I'm just sort of like,
why would you?
Yeah,
I got full vag the other day, and if that's what you're into, that's cool. But I think most people don't want full genital, like photos. Yeah. I think we want some.
I like a good dick pic.
I do,
especially if I'm like, I have a boyfriend now, but when I was like on the road being a raging whore, I was like, if I'm having a one night stand, I need to see what I'm getting myself into. I want to see it before. I'm
not, you use it show. As like proof of concept.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because I don't want, exactly. I need to read the script.
I'm going
to
need a slide deck.
I need to read the script before I agree on the part. You know what I mean? I have to see what's going on down there.
Wow. Do you think men are eager too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Men love sending it. Disgusting pigs.
Yeah. They're literally addicted.
Sick fucks.
I'd rather have someone like send me a voice memo of them talking. I think that's way hotter.
Well, and that's because
you're queer.
There you go.
What?
Because you're queer.
You're like, shut the fuck up and send me a dick pic.
You know, yeah. You know what like was bugging me about my bi phase? I would go on the apps.
Just a phase.
No, I would. I would go on the apps. No women would match with me. I'd be on Bumble and I'd be swiping away and nothing. I'm like, hello? I thought I looked quite...
Well, because
especially right now, I purposely really did it up today.
You're like Dom, you're Dom Mask. So I feel
I'm
like
Dom Mask. That's what it's called.
You have a little bit of a masculine energy.
You
would have. Yeah.
No kidding. Where'd you get that from? I just take your couch out of here when I leave. Yeah.
I feel like you would have to go up to a woman first when you're out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
maybe, but you are swiping on them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're into more femme.
I've been more femme. I think. Yeah.
Like straight or like femme?
Like femme. Like I usually go for like blonde. I'm like a man when it comes to the women I like. I'm like blonde, big tits, big ass, little waist, no cellulite. I'm kidding.
Empowering.
But that was never who I was with. The girls I was with were not like, the first girl I was ever with was like really tall and like shaved head on the side, like a little poofy up there.
Yeah.
Poofy. Yeah. So we know the West haircut, but.
Yeah, from the Netherlands.
But on a lesbian. Yeah.
I was telling her I was at a queer poetry night the other night and I was looking around.
And I immediately said, why?
I was looking around and I was like, yo, like these are just like the techies from high school. You know what I mean? Like when in like the theater department where they do like lighting design.
Yes.
They're like they're fucking like, remember when they were freaks in high school for blue hair? And then you look around and I'm like, wait, it's cool now. And I'm so confused because they've like made their own style.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. They really have.
And I feel like I'm back in theater sometimes when I'm with girls. Do you know what I mean?
Like being performative?
Yeah. They're super weird.
There was a big beat change there.
Really? I'm like, what happened? All of a sudden you're sitting in the closet. I don't know what's going on. You just went back so far.
I just
had
an existential crisis.
Wait, that's so funny. How have we not been doing an in the closet joke for
the
co-host? Time.
Man, I'm back in here. Back to 2020.
You
baby.
Feel like you have to perform queerness or like masculinity?
Yeah, I feel like I have to perform queerness.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
I think people, it's like what we were talking before about like being, are you queer enough? Like, you know, like the pressure of, it's just a mess. The whole thing is a fucking mess.
It's a
mess. Should I do some gay sex from this week?
Yeah, do some gay sex from this week.
Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up, and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things, and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming, and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I saw my girlfriend who's in LA, and I was dry for a very long time. I'm in an open relationship.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
And she's out here, so you guys both.
She usually is here, okay. But she's in LA. She's an actor. She's doing some stuff. So I hadn't had sex in like over a month.
Okay.
And I was losing it. You seem like you have a really high sex drive.
Oh, I'm slopped up. Oh, I'm wet and wild. We're slopping around. And I have a new boyfriend that I'm absolutely obsessed with that I'm like, oh,
wait, how'd you meet him?
It's insane. At the Laugh Factory, he came in with, do you guys know the movie Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooter McGavin walks in and I'm obsessed with Shooter McGavin. And I was like, why is Shooter McGavin here with his son? I'm like, who's this guy? So I go up and I was a little over the top because I was like, I got to make Shooter laugh. So I'm like, whoa, like I'm doing an impression of myself. And I was not doing very well.
Doing an impression of myself.
Well.
That's a great impression.
I did an impression of myself that was like so much. And then I was like, I kind of got him. Then the crowd was weird. Then I did some crowd work with this. I asked guys their dick pic angles. And then Shooter McGavin's what I thought son was like, pick me. And I was like, what? I'm like, I'm not doing crowd work with Shooter McGavin's son right now. So we started riffing. And he's like, kind of making me laugh. I'm like, what is this? So after the show,
When an audience member tries to make you laugh, never good.
No. But he kind of did, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I never fangirl.
Everyone in the room is like, what's
Should
happening?
Should we leave?
Yeah, and yeah, I was exactly. like, because I was like laughing, and I was like giddy, but I was also like, I knew he was a Shooter. So then after the show, I went to the Maria the Booker Laugh Factory, and I was like, I'm going to go say something. Is that embarrassing to go like talk to Shooter? And she's like, no, go. And I was like, fine. So I walk over to the booth, I'm like, hi, sorry to interrupt. I'm like, big fan Shooter, and I like shake his hand. And then he's like, I'm like, oh, this is your son. He's like, oh, I'm more of a nephew. And I was like, okay, weird. And then he like stands up and hugs me and like puts his cheek against my cheek, and it was so soft. And I was like, oh,
how old like, is he?
So I didn't know at this time. So he was like, he looked he's younger. 16. And I was like, and he's like, so what now? You get like a drink or something? I'm like, no, I go home to bed. He's like, what? I go, bye bye. And I ran out. Like, I was so panicked. I don't know what the fuck to do. And Shooter said it was funny. So that was in my head. He's like, hilarious. I was like, so I leave.
It is so classic you to be like, and then as soon as the guy like is like, what are you up to? You're like, I'm gonna get out of here.
I panicked because I'm like, guys, they're hitting me after shows. And I did this whole bit how I farted on a guy. I was like shitting on his balls and stuff. And I'm like, hi. Like, it's crazy to do that.
Yeah.
So by the time I get home, he's DM'd me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's go.
I'm dating Shooter McGavin's nephew. I'm dating Shooter McGavin.
Is it actually his nephew?
Yes, it's his nephew. I'm gonna show you a picture of him right now and you're gonna shit yourself. You're gonna shit yourself.
Wait, how old is he?
36 and I'm 38. I'm so pumped up. He's... It gets crazier.
I'm so
no. You're
out.
you're gonna die right now. He looks exactly like him.
Oh,
he's so cute.
God.
I'm literally dating.
Wait, he's a cutie.
No, he's hot. He's hot as hell.
He looks so young.
No,
what does
he's
he do?
So talented. He's a musician, actor. I'm going to cruise with him next week.
Oh,
are you ready for how this is how gay I am? Already on the home screen. Already on the home screen. I'm literally obsessed with him.
You guys knew all already.
Oh no, I did. No, he's moving with me in January. He's moving in January. I'm fucking crazy. I'm crazy.
Okay.
I'm nuts.
You are queer because you're in like a U-Haul
relationship. This is, I've never done anything this nutty in my life. This is crazy. I'm going on a cruise with him next week for a week.
Cruise?
He's working the cruise. He's working it. I'm going on with
cruise?
Him. Princess? Okay. Something? Yeah.
I used to do Carnival.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Clean?
Yeah, I did 30 clean.
30 Let's clean. Go.
Yeah, no gay either.
No gay.
30 clean, no gay.
Wait, have you ever done the gay cruise?
Nightmare.
No, I've never done a gay cruise.
How have you not done a gay cruise? That's insane. That's crazy.
I am the gay for straight people. This is what people don't realize about me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And you are the straight for gay people.
Yeah. Look at this. We should do a tour. Straight for gay for straight.
Well, yeah.
Where's the pilot?
Your audience probably will fight each other.
Yeah, yeah. No, they'd be good.
They'd be good. Everyone would be
Because I think I have a lot of women that are like thinking about going that way.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wait, do you feel like he's the one?
I do.
You just kind of know, especially at our.
I've never felt like
this.
This
is the thing about my relationship. I don't know what sex story I'm doing. Whatever. Well, I'm just gonna meander and find.
Yeah, yeah.
If I find something, then I don't. And then we'll go to you. But like, I feel like I met my girlfriend right before the pandemic, and when I at a certain point I was just like, this is, and very early I was like, this is my wife. And she's 8 years younger than I am. So we broke up for a little bit because she was like, I really want to explore my sexuality and like be single. Yeah. And I was like, you know, it was painful, but I was like, okay. And then we got I just never really doubted that we would get back together, and we got back together. Oh, wow. I think when you're older, you just kind of know what you want.
Yeah. And I've never like dated somebody in the kind of same business. And like, we have the same like work ethic and stuff. And mm-hmm. I just like,
oh,
and
that's
he's
wonderful.
Fucking hot. And he's got a huge fucking dick. And I'm like, he's got it all. And I'm like, where are the demons here?
He's your trophy husband.
He is. I'm like, everyone, all my friends who met him are like, my God, he's hot. I'm like, is he too hot for me? And I'm like panicking. I'm like, no. We gotta get jacked. No. But he,
is that what he
wants? I don't know why I'm saying
he's like,
never
said
that. You're
like, you turn into like a bodybuilder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, this is what I'll talk about. This bodybuilder girl, I'll show you guys. I'm not going to show. I don't typically talk about the bodies of the women that I hook up with, because I just, unless it's like so relevant, and this feels really relevant. But she DM'd me the other day, and she's like really flirty, and she's very femme, but the girl is fucking jacked.
That's dude. Scary.
What has she got, full abs?
She's
I like that.
She's like,
oh,
jacked.
Oh my God. No,
look at that fucking vein.
No, what is that vein? No, this is good. I don't mind that.
Oh,
that's
hell yeah.
No, no, that's her ass to her legs. That,
yeah,
like
her legs
that.
Are
her legs
crazy.
And her ass are crazy. My God, that ass.
Oh,
Jesus.
But
I
know
God.
That this, she's doing,
holy
she's
Christ.
She's doing, the, yeah, she's doing one of these. What do you call that?
I don't know.
This?
That's called the opening and closing the lips. I don't know what that is. That is insane. Wow.
This is called queefing.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. That's full
she's
queef.
Real. And I was like, I wonder what, is she going to, do you think she's going to get all, like, what is she going to, do you think she's going to get like femme and what? Because I'm like pretty toppy, especially with people that I don't know very well. Okay. But do you think she's going to let me top her? Do you think she's going to get all bottomy? I mean, like, for the listener at home, this woman is
insanely
she can lift
jacked.
A car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She can lift everything in this room right
I am. She could snap me over her leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like that, but that I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Usually it's too much. I like jack guys, though.
Okay.
I can
imagine her like just like wanting to choke you and accidentally killing you.
I do think it's hot. Though. Like, right.
It's okay.
I actually do think that's really hot.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can be that vulnerable with her right off the bat. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
It's hard for me to bottom like that.
This would be like a classic situation where it actually turns out that she's like,
yeah,
this
literally,
kind of girl.
She
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering if that is what she wants, because maybe she like, you know, kind of like you, honestly,
mm-hmm.
because like you're up there, you're so dominant, you're so aggressive.
You're super jacked.
You're so jacked.
Yeah.
You're
under
lifting
the shirt,
cars off of people. You're you're out in the audience, literally lifting booths of people with one arm mm-hmm. doing your jokes. But then you meet Shooter McGavin's nephew.
And I'm a little sap. I'm such a little sap with him. Yeah. I'm like, hi, good morning, babes. My little sweetheart. Like, I'm like, I'm a sap. People don't realize, like, after the shows, like, I'm like crazy.
You're a
on
little
stage.
Simp bitch.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like, we haven't dropped the L word yet. And I'm like, I'm chomping
at
the bit.
But he's moving
I'm
in with you.
I'm chomping at the bit to drop it. And I won't. I never will. My ex-boyfriend, who's a piece of fucking flaming dog shit, I said it. Have you ever said, I love you, and then went, thank you?
No.
Thank you.
No.
But I did tell
like,
my girlfriend,
what?
I love you way too early, because it was like, it was just.
How early? I think it's too early. It is too early. I'm being crazy. So it is too early, but I'm like, maybe on the cruise.
But
no, I'm kidding. I'm psycho. I'm insane.
When we're overboard, I'm going to go, love you.
Yeah, literally. If he doesn't
push
say
him
it,
overboard. Yeah.
Throw myself off the edge like
Rose's
fucking
necklace.
But you're
moving in together, so it's implicit.
Yeah.
He already loves you. He wouldn't be moving
dude.
In with you if he didn't love you.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I guess so. I just don't want. I don't want to force it. And I don't want to like.
Steph,
be weird
are there any
it.
Red flags here? I'm actually beginning to get worried about you.
There isn't any, and like my
your friends have checked.
We have checked, and I'm doing a deep dive. I already met his mom and some of his brothers. He met my parents.
You're like, I don't know if I should say I love you. You're moving in with him. You're meeting his family.
Oh, yeah,
you're
I know. It's
you're
quick.
Doing Thanksgiving.
But it's been so quick. Like, we haven't spent that much time together.
No. What? What
yes.
do you mean by that?
We're both on the road.
You're always gone. Yeah.
But we talk. Like, we FaceTime like 6 hours a day.
That's good and for then, a relationship, though, that you guys are both independent, both have your
yes.
own
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
so you're
yeah,
really
yeah,
working.
Yeah. I dropped the album way too fast for the last one, and that was a nightmare. And now here we are.
I say I love you to everybody.
I like
do
heard
you?
From yeah. someone that your last boyfriend was a piece of shit.
It
I
was
don't remember.
Beyond bad.
Were they
like the fact
beyond
in the industry?
No.
Oh.
But I have a tattoo that I'm getting removed. It's it's all fucked up right now. Oh yeah, we got my tattoos. Just this is what I say. I can't get too into it. I'll say it off camera. Do a deep dive on somebody you're dating. And I mean like a deep criminal dive is what I mean. I mean a very deep, deep. Yeah, after we
like background check.
I got messages from women being like, did you know about this, this, and this? And I was like, what was that? Bad.
Wow.
Bad. So that took me a while.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to need you to run a background check on Jen, please. Thank you.
So ladies, if you're dating a new guy, make sure you hire a private investigator.
No, I'm not. I'm dead ass serious. Like I was like, if he wasn't shooting McGavin's nephew, I swear to God, I would be like, I'm actually going to do a full deep dive because I'm like terrified. Literally, it's crazy.
Well, he's probably easy to find, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if your uncle's a celebrity, we can find some stuff out here. Don't be screwing around.
I'd be searching people on Reddit because that's where you find the like really bright
juice. Okay. I got to juice it up over there then.
Shooter McGavin's nephew.
No thread for that.
Yeah, nothing. That's good. We want the no thread.
Yeah.
So do you guys think I should do it? She will, but here's
I think you should do it.
She hit on me. She came on to me very strong. I don't get a lot of DMs from women, especially now that I'm in the open thing.
So, oh, you don't?
Not a ton. When I was single, I used to get a lot.
Okay. But I'm still getting a lot. I'm putting him on the grid because I'm still getting a lot. I don't get a lot. But the only stuff I get from women is like, I would go gay for you. I get a lot of those.
That's awesome.
And write in the comments if you feel the same, even if you already are gay.
Yeah.
But even if you I posted something like if you needed tickets to a show, because like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But she goes, DMing you for ticks. And then in parentheses, she goes, no, I want kiss. It made me laugh.
It was that's cute. That's
oh,
cute.
Oh, she's a poet too.
And then she
Was she not the poetry night?
The tech girl.
Yeah.
She goes, I refuse to agree until we kiss or something like that. In replying to his story. Okay. So she's like really
coming on strong.
And I think it's funny. So I replied, which market do you want ticks? And then in parentheses, kiss.
Okay.
Oh.
You're coming on strong too.
So
okay.
But she's here in New York.
Oh. So wait, with the open thing, is there a limit on how many people you can be with? Or is it like
we have some rules.
Yeah, I was going to say there's going to be rules. Like, are you going on dates or is it just like a hookup thing?
It's just hookups. Okay. If you grab like drinks before you're hooked, I'm not going to like be like,
that's you guys are not even allowed to talk to each other before you bang.
Right, exactly. And you're both just with women?
No, she's bisexual, so she'll.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what she's using anymore, but Japan.
How does that make you feel? Because I remember I had a boyfriend once who we were open and I like slept with other women. And he was like, he said he was scared of me leaving him for another woman because it's something that he can't provide. Yeah.
I used to feel that way with like get worried about that with other people that I've dated, but not with Jen. Jen just makes me feel very safe.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Because I feel like that's rare. Usually men are okay with women going with other women.
Yeah, usually they're
like, bi with another.
I know, it says a lot about your boyfriend.
Yeah, he's like, that makes me like so him. Annoying. I was like, go like fuck whoever you want. And he's like, no, but I only love you. And I'm like, like seriously?
Oh, whatever. I don't think I could do open. I hooked up with a guy who was super bi. And bi. Well, here's the thing.
Time he fucked a woman, he went out.
I just imagine
him.
Ian well, Finance.
Yeah. Every time. No, it was fine. I didn't care.
You and Ian are sort of like, wow, you and Ian are very similar.
I was just doing a fucking podcast, but Jordan's out of town.
You guys are like,
I feel like we would have been. I know. I'm like, I think we'd be good friends. I think because me
be
and
great friends.
Because he literally just did, this podcast with this guy from H2O, and I'm a good friend with him now too. It's a whole, we have very similar tastes in music and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Yeah. But this guy that I fucked that was bi. Which I don't care, but right after he was like, oh God, I sucked a really big dick last week. And I was like, oh, all right. And then he went to detail on the dick. And I was like, buddy, I don't want to hear about anyone's genitals that were in your mouth when we're still naked in the bed.
Yeah.
That's like, that was a bit much.
Some women might be into that. Some women might think it's fun. You're into it?
I'm into that. Like I like hearing about my partners having sex with other people because I think it's hot. Because like them being into someone that I'm into, I don't know, it's kind of cool. But I'm also
right.
Chill.
That's like a fun thing about the queer relationship is cool. That you guys can like.
Yeah, I'm like a cool girl, so you can fuck whoever you want. Also known as emotionally distant. So.
But like Jen and I love talking about like women.
That you both like.
Would you? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like when we don't talk about details of our sex lives.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes every now and then I'll have like a question, but it's like very, and her too. It's very innocent. It's more like a, you ever this kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
I'm worried he hasn't seen my full stand up yet. And like, we've kind of talked about exes and stuff and like we have, but like, he hasn't seen the details in which I go in with like guys I fucked. It's never like, they're not good stories. I'm not like, this guy I was in love with. It's like this disgusting fat blob that was a piece of shit. Like it's that.
That was a literal criminal.
Yeah, legit. But I was like, I'm a little worried that he's going to see it and be like, ooh, that's a lot.
No, I don't
think
so. Dude,
if he saw you the first night you do comedy, he likes you.
He knows.
Yeah. And he sees all my clips and stuff. So it's not like he's seeing, I'm not hiding what I'm doing out there.
No. I mean, you it'd be impossible to hide.
I'm like getting a lot of joy from watching you be in love.
I'm so happy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, it's literally radiating. I honestly, like, it's really
wild. If this
wild.
Doesn't work out, I'm going
to
be devastated.
Oh, if this doesn't work out, I'm done. I swear to God, I'm just going to fuck for the rest of my life. If this doesn't work out, I will not be doing this again. Because it's so, like, it's even my parents met him, and, like, my parents are, like, crazy. And they wrote back, like,
no way.
We fucking love him. Yeah. No way. No kidding. I came from a Shane family. No, they literally wrote back being like, we love him. He's the best. I was like, yeah. And my sister's like, he's you. He literally does act out. He's like funny as hell. You need a funny man. You need a funny man.
It's really important. Jen and I do bits constantly. We're constantly doing bits. We did it again. What were we doing over the weekend? What bit?
Oh, you guys were 69ing. That's such a funny
bit. That's such a funny bit. Such a funny bit. Walking around 69ing.
We were doing some bit, and I looked at her and I was like, we are children. We're like doing full bits.
That's what
I was just. We were just in the pool. It's adults everywhere. And I'm like carrying her around on my back. And I was like, lie down flat and do a Superman. And I was like laying down. Like, so she was like Supermaning on the water. And I was like,
when the pool noodles come out, that's when you know.
Yeah. That's your soulmate.
But like, we're just always doing bits.
Yeah. You gotta be doing bits.
Well, I feel like the person you love should bring out like your inner child. Cause that's the most like innocent part of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so fun. We're always laughing. And if you have that.
It's the always
especially as a comedian,
and he's never like that. Yeah. Yes, that's what's so annoying. And I get so pissed. It's nice to hear. I'm like, I feel like we were at a restaurant last night. Me and my buddy Alex, and there's these women behind us talking. And they were just like, so, anyways, I was in Tennessee, and it was like, and they were like saying nothing. And I was like, this is why people think women aren't funny. I'm like, so many women are funny.
Yes.
It's this like chunk that because I'm like, do you get a lot of those like, you should find women funny comments on your stuff?
Yes, of course.
Crazy. Like all my closest friends are women and they're all funnier than all the men I know.
Yeah.
Like by far. My sister's the funniest person on the planet and she's not a
comedian. Yes, my sister is so fucking funny.
My sister's so funny. We went to Just for Last 1 year at the festival and she got like came back with a stack of cards. I'm like, what are those? I swear to God. She's like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. She's like, I told this guy he's a piece of shit and he gave me a card. I'm like, what are you talking about? Not a comedian. Never want to be a comedian. I was so pissed. I was so mad.
She signs a sitcom.
Literally. She's like, I don't fucking know.
I just
she's
sold like, a pilot. I don't even have one.
She literally was making fun of all the people that work at the improv, calling them piles of trash. And then they're like, who is this girl? We got to get her at the clubs. I'm like, she works for the city of Toronto. Stop. But it's so insane. Good. Like, I was hanging with my good friends in Toronto and I was just like, we were like sitting around laughing. And I'm like, I hate when people think women are funny.
Yeah.
I get so fucking pissed.
I was actually just looking at, like, I usually don't look at comments, but now I've kind of detached myself from it because I'm like, it is just like Midwestern old men that are sexist.
And
commenting.
It's like, you don't want to date the funny women. You are specifically looking for a type of woman that's like enforced by the patriarchy. If you want women to be, there are funny women out there, you're not attracted to them. That this is a you problem.
Yeah, we don't want you to like us.
And I don't want you on my show. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I don't want you on my show. I don't want you in my comments. I don't want you looking at my shit. Fuck you. Like, it's crazy.
There was like some crazy comments of like, it's just like, I can't believe we still live in a time where that like women aren't funny. Like, we're not making fun of that comment. Like, it's like the most insane shit you could ever say. Like, I just, TikTok especially and like Comedy Central, that I feel like, because that's their breeding ground is those little
and
weird men.
And then you get this straight face. They just send the emoji with the straight mouth. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Have you ever had someone
coffee cup?
The coffee cup.
I hate the coffee cup.
Shut
get
up.
A lie. Yeah, I like coffee. Get the
fuck off with your coffee cup.
I have a bit in my special where I'm like, I like when the guys just comment women, period, because I'm like,
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. That's it. Yeah.
You get it.
You did.
There was this one guy, because I posted a joke about like being gay and he was like, women aren't funny, blah, blah, blah. And then someone was like, stop being homophobic. And I commented back, guys, it's fun. Like, he was calling me talentless, not a faggot. And and then he commented back and he said, no, I don't think you're talentless. I just didn't particularly like this clip. I'd actually love to come support you if you're ever in Florida.
Dude, 9 out of 10 times, crazy. If you reply, they don't even mean it.
Yeah.
Like, I've replied, that's and he's nuts. Like, what? I'm not saying that. He literally, a dude wrote, literally, women aren't funny. I reply, like, I don't know, something, whatever. And he goes, no, I just didn't like your jokes. I don't think that all women aren't funny. And I was like, you're wrong! Women are funny! Yeah, don't gaslight me!
Directly on it. No, it's
they crumble like this.
Yeah, it's just so with the easy. Littlest bit of vulnerability. Yeah. I mean, people are just lonely.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you want to show. I feel like we usually do about an hour.
Yeah, that's an hour's enough.
An hour is enough.
I'm not dragging this on. I'm Joe Rogan. What are these 4-hour podcasts?
No,
absurd.
God,
imagine
no.
Imagine Joe Rogan. I'm like, what would I say? I'm like, do you need a towel? You're soaking wet. Like, what would I say halfway through? It's too long.
And then he brings up stuff that like no one ever talks about.
I mean, I've never watched one, so I don't actually know what goes on.
Yeah, no, me either. But I like,
big Joe Rogan head over here. Back in the closet. Back in the closet. Get back in there.
I just one time was at Vulcan in Austin, and I was in the green room with him, and he didn't
really.
Yeah, he didn't say anything to me except for he's talking to someone. Then he turns to me and he goes, "Do you want to have kids?" And I said, "No." And then he went back and started talking about microplastics and how it makes your taint smaller again.
And then he gave you a vial of his semen. He goes, if you do want to have kids, here you go. Lucky
I'm repopulating
lady.
The earth.
Lucky.
I can only eat steak when I'm pregnant with Joe Rogan's
yeah, yeah,
cane.
Yeah. Raw, right off the cow, just ripping off the ass.
Bite into the live
yeah.
cow.
Yeah.
What happens on his plantation, do you think? Like you know.
I used to do Joe Rogan jokes and I had to stop because people were like, everyone loves him.
Yeah, people love yeah. him.
It's crazy.
Even like liberal people that I know.
Everyone loves
they
him.
They love him. But anyway.
Anyway, I'm going
to
lose all my
thoughts. Did you have something that you wanted to share? That's my gay sex story is I think I'm going to have sex with this bodybuilder is yeah. basically where we landed.
You should.
I think you should. I have had a couple gals slip into my DMs where I was like, before I found the love of my life.
okay, you haven't
this,
even
I've,
said I love
I know, I gotta calm down.
We can wait. We have to put out Kylie's episode. We did an episode with Kylie where she was the guest. And so to introduce Kylie, that episode has to come out first. So
of
you
course.
Have at least 2 weeks.
Okay, good,
yeah,
good, good.
So you got
okay.
2 weeks.
I got
to
2 weeks
know.
Before this.
No, you've got plenty
this
of time.
No, no, I'm kidding.
Know.
No, no, no.
I can push it back.
He's not going to. No, he's not going to watch this. What, watch him watch this? He actually listens to my podcast. God damn it.
He likes strong
no,
women.
No, I don't care
he
if he does.
Might be a fan
he
of the pod.
To it. Yeah. He probably is.
It's also complimentary because you were like, I love him so much, and he has a huge dick.
Yeah, no, I've said nothing bad about this man. He's super talented. No, there's been a couple gals that slipped into my DMs where I was like, oh, I definitely could have. Because I really like kissing women.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
making out with women. Nothing, not like I'm like, don't do stuff down there, but like the kissing of the women is so much nicer.
I have a theory that women kiss really differently than men.
They do. It's so much softer and nicer. Soft
and like the
and
tempo.
Nice.
They like
the tempo,
have
they,
good tempo.
It, that
guys
is
are
so,
literally like.
Guys are so disgusting. That's again, another reason I'm obsessed with this man because he's so good
kisses
at kissing.
Like a woman.
Oh my God, it's so soft. And you know when you kiss somebody immediately, you both have the right rhythm?
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know sometimes you get the teeth and you're like, and they're like, what is going on? Some men are, I was fucking this guy who was 55, the worst kisser on the planet. Like I literally had to stop fucking because of the kissing. And I wanted to be like, I should have said something. And my friend's like, don't do it. Well, why would you do it? I'm like, you can't be about to die in 3 years and,
no,
and not be able to kiss.
I had
like,
sex with a 52-year-old man, and I literally thought he was going to drop dead. When
what,
we were
what are we
sex.
Doing? Hanging out with the old age? What are we doing?
I know. I'm like, am I on yeah. the wrong pod?
So,
right
like,
now?
The next day, I was like, yo, guys, I went to like Jamie's house. I was like, yeah, dude, it was so funny. I fucked a 52-year-old man. And by the end of the night, I was crying. I was like, what's wrong
yeah,
with
no,
me?
No. It was just.
But he was so bad at sex. I was like, you had 52 years of like, why are you not better at this?
He was fine at sex. It was the kissing really irks me because kissing is a big thing for me. Like, that's a,
yeah,
that
of course.
It really turns me on.
Yes.
And I found like, yeah, all the gals I've been with, it's just like the kissing's been like nice. And I'm all like jizzed up, ready to go.
Just
I'm all jizzed up. But then even that is
I'm all jizzed
things.
Up.
No, I don't know. I guess I haven't been with a woman in a long time.
Yeah. But you said you hadn't been with a femme. You have a ticking clock, really. If you're going to get in with, if you're going to have sex with a femme woman, it has to happen like within the next,
before 2 weeks.
Why? Was,
because you're going to say, I love you to your
boyfriend. Because you're going to say, I love you to your boyfriend.
No, I think it's done. I think it's it. I think I had my chance and it's over now.
Do you feel like you wouldn't want to be open at all?
No, I can't open.
I was the same way, I didn't think I could.
With a man, with a woman. Mm. I don't know why. I think with a woman and another woman that I think I could do. I don't know why this feels safer and nicer. I don't know. I don't trust men.
Yeah. I mean, to be
quite simple about it, I don't trust. I would not trust them to like not tell me all the stuff or like do it. I don't know. And I'm really self-conscious as much as I'm like insane on stage. And I'm like,
of course, there's like, always, I'm so, I'd be like, lying if I said there wasn't a little bit of like, oh God, I hope this one's not incredible in bed.
Yeah.
You'd be lying to that.
Because it's not like people who are like non-monogamous don't get jealous. Right. They just channel it a little differently.
Yeah.
But it's also like not, it's, it, for me, honestly, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, how do you manage it? It feels like
we have a very, well, we started open, which I think is the critical piece.
Yeah, I think it is. Because my friends were married lesbians and they started together and they opened it and then it got messy. Then they opened it. One was with men, one was with women. And it was
wow.
You're bringing in a whole mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say like you can't open your relationship unless things are incredibly healthy. And when are things better than at the beginning?
You know what I mean? Seriously, I think that's a really big
thing. No complications.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that we just got lucky is that we both have identical ways of approaching it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We both want a similar level of openness. Mm-hmm. We both relatively similar levels of people that we're seeing.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? And if she was honest enough with you, like, when you guys were first together, that she wanted to end it to, like, go learn more about herself, I feel like that's actually like,
yeah, we have a lot of honesty.
Yeah, because men won't do that. Every time I'm with a man, I'm like, I have to let you go because you're fucked up and you need to go figure this out.
And to the straight men listening, we see you, we love you.
We love you,
valid.
Guys.
You are the exception to the rule.
Do you know straight men listen to this?
Some.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you're like a feminine man, which like sounds like kind of the dude you're dating, like he seems like in touch with his femininity. Do you feel that?
No, I don't think he is.
Not at all?
No.
Dude, well, he's comfortable with like you being a powerful woman.
I actually think there's a difference.
Is that wrong of me to say?
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, like I understand what you're saying, but it sounds like you guys are like bros hanging out. That's the vibe that I got.
Yeah. It feels more bro-y, but
something very like inherently to men in the patriarchy, I think there's something very inherently emasculating about allowing a woman to be funnier than you.
Which and is he's why confident in so, himself.
Yeah, stable. Was that. Yeah. But there are some other things that was kind of making me laugh because I was like, we're talking about golfing. I'm like, I think I'm pretty good at golfing. He's like, yeah, when we go, we'll go play like couples games. And he's like, you'll go up to the women's line. I'm like, no, I'll go to the men's line. He's like, what do you mean? I go, what do you mean? Go to the women's line, go to the men's line. He's like, why wouldn't you go to the women's line? I'm like, because I don't want to go to the women's line. I want to be at the line with all the men. I want to be better than the men at the men's line.
Wait, what is the line?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, there's like a. Apparently, like you can go up further. You can go up further. Closer.
The tee is closer.
Yes.
They can fuck off.
Suck my ass. I can hit as far as the fucking man.
Where's Sebastian Maniscalco?
He's in the closet.
He's
in the back. Okay.
He's deep in the closet.
He's way back there. There's actually a separate chamber for Sebastian that goes into the other room.
He's behind the prop. He's behind the prop box. I feel like I think he's very he's mentioned several times he's very straight. And I've never had guys, some of my exes I could tell were a little bit femme. I think he's very.
Yeah.
I think I just use femme in place of a confident, stable man.
Yeah. He's definitely confident, stable.
The two are interchangeable.
Because I'm like, okay, women, like it just feels like a woman thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I would be, we're going to go to you now.
Yeah.
Kylie, did you have gay sex this week?
All right. I didn't have gay sex this week, but I tried my best. And
are you single?
I'm single.
Okay.
And I'm not really looking. But I was doing a show in Brooklyn and the bartender, I know this is kind of like an ick of me.
This is the gayest I do feel like you're channeling Gara a little bit from our early days, because I think that I was doing a show and the bartender, just a classic start
to
every
classic. It
sounds
gross to say out loud too, because if a guy was saying that, like a dude comic, I was doing a bar show and I hit on the bar, she fucking loved me. But I was like,
I've had a few bartenders.
Yeah, I feel like women are also just like, feel like I've been a bartender before. Like, I know the difference of, like, them trying to make money. But we were, like, just hitting it off. It was, like, fun. And then we, like, smoked a cigarette outside together, and I got her number. And I texted her, and I was like, hey, so, like, do you want to go out sometime? And she responded, and she was like, I'm so sorry, but I have a boyfriend, and he follows you on Instagram. He likes your comedy.
Oh, my word. So she's not, she wasn't into it at all? Or was it like a, what,
so
what
he follows you from Comedy Central, which is almost the worst part of it.
Yeah. So I feel like she's probably like queer. Like, I think she's queer. I don't know. But this happens all the time. Last time I was on the road, I was in fucking Chattanooga. I was flirting with my waitress. She was so dope. She's flirting back. I like get her number and she was like, I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, my boy wife is making me a pizza. And I was like, what the fuck is a boy wife?
It's a boy wife. That's
it's like just,
and it's straight people trying to be queer. And I'm fucking sick of this shit. Okay. Knock it off. Knock it off.
I said, what the fuck is a boy wife? And she's like, it's when a queer girl's dating like a little golden retriever boyfriend. And I was like, this needs to end. Why? Why does this always happen to me?
Also, why are you going to date a golden, just get a golden retriever.
Just get a fucking golden retriever and let me eat you out.
Yeah, like that's insane.
All the bases will be covered.
So you have like a thing. The people that you're flirting with have boyfriends.
Yeah, and I think also like the messages I get on Instagram are like women wanting to experiment and stuff that are like, I don't think they're straight.
Are you into bisexual people, like on the femmer side?
Yeah, I'm really into femmes, which is kind of hard because I'm kind of femme, but then I'm like masked with femmes. And
I'm a little bit of a masculine energy for sure. Mm.
I'm a little lazy though.
No, you're not. You're doing all the right things.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't want to like.
You're getting the numbers.
Oh, I guess
you're asking. That's all you could do. Why not get on an app so you don't?
That is what I'm lazy about. I fucking hate doing that shit.
The apps are bad.
Because then it's like you show up immediately. The vibe is wrong. They could be like a good person, but it just you don't have chemistry. And I'm like, I want to kill myself. Why did I even come?
I have rules about that.
What's your rule?
First of all, like, don't go on many dates. Like, set your bar super high in the app. Like, if I get a text that's like, how's your Tuesday going? Fuck off. No.
Yeah.
You have to make me laugh within two texts.
Oh, wow.
Period.
Okay.
I'm, I'll set them up. I send a joke message first.
Okay. I was on Raya for a sec.
I'm sorry. You were on Raya?
Yeah.
I just stopped. I have to ask this. How many followers do you have?
Not a lot, dude. I don't know
I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm actually gonna lose my mind. No, this has been a problem. I have emailed Raya. I've emailed Raya so much. I have been on 9 podcasts doing this now. I can't get on Raya. I have 100. I have 178,000 followers on Instagram.
Excellent. High engagement followers.
I have 675,000 on TikTok.
Did you fucking hear that, Raya?
I've emailed them. I've updated my numbers. They won't put me on.
What the fuck? Have they emailed you back?
No, I have 20 friend passes.
What kind of piece of shit business is this? You don't even have an intern that can get back to the Steph Tolovs?
Excuse me.
Starring in Old Dads?
Can't get on.
They can fuck off.
That's so crazy.
I don't need it on now.
I don't know how the fuck I got on.
I felt really yelling about your followers, but like,
it's
your followers, but I'm like, it's not.
You shouldn't even be here.
I actually shouldn't even be here.
We need to get you back on in the Raya. Closet.
No, I can't now. I'm in love.
Oh, yeah. And you would have met him on Raya because Shooter McGavin's nephew.
I had such a hard time on Raya.
He texted me.
What'd he say?
Have a good pod and call me after, sweetie.
Oh, shit.
Ew, I'm disgusting. I'm sick.
Holy shit. That's awesome. It's bad. It's crazy. I've never seen anyone in love. That's crazy.
get on Hinge. I'm like, sitting over here like very happy.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, wait, actually Jen's awesome. But Raya, they're too hot on there. Cause I'm like, I feel like the ugliest one on there. I'm like, I'm getting no matches. So I said fuck off to that.
Just get on Hinge.
It's just like, that's like a really deep profile that you really have to edit. And I just really don't feel
it. It is a lot. It is a lot.
It's like building a Squarespace website. I can't do it.
It is. Honestly, it is. There's so much going on. The prompts, the pictures, the adding more
stuff. Yeah, the audio. Who fucking thought that was...
No, why do I need to update my SEO for this?
Yeah, no, it's a whole...
Contact me here. Yeah. This is my management contact.
Yeah, you link it to your link tree. You're like, I can't do this.
Well, that was great. We're going to get... Yeah. We'll find a girl for you, though. We will.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you for doing it, Steph.
Thanks for having me.
What do you want people to watch? Where do you want people to find you? The whole thing.
Literally just follow me on Instagram. @StephTolove. That's it. Instagram.
If you like my comedy, you will love Steph's comedy.
I really think that's true.
I love Steph's comedy.
I feel like we have, I think that would be.
Yeah. Yeah. I think on a recommendation based system, you and I, our fans would align.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to come do my podcast and come to LA.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
AshleyGavin.com. I'll send you a text when I'm in your city. Guys, there's so many. Please don't make me do this. Just fucking do it. Just go to my website, put in your email or your text. I'm coming to Europe. Just go do it. Whoa. I know, I'm so excited. Just go do it. And patreon.com/WHGS for 4 bonus episodes a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really doing it.
Thank you, Steph.
Shit, man. That's a lot. That's a lot as a touring comic. Do 4 extra a month? That's insane.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it's only $10. Like,
what the heck?
She's like one of the hardest workers I know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You don't appreciate it. Give me a fucking dollar. And Kylie, what about you?
Kylie Vincent the First on Instagram. You can find all my stuff on there and watch my special Bird that's streaming on the Kolch, but it will be on YouTube soon.
Oh, fun.
It's like, not like, it's like about me getting molested.
Oh. My God. This took a turn.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for listening, guys. Patreon.com/WHGS to help this pod out. And then my gay... Give us a dollar. And then my gay thought this week... We talked a little bit about this on the episode. But, okay, let me ask you this. Is there something about you... Maybe you're femme, maybe you're mask. But is there something about you that maybe the energy... gets flipped in the bedroom, particularly if you're like a femme bodybuilder. If you're femme, but you do something professionally more mask, or you've got that energy about you, maybe you're a professional athlete. Maybe you fight fires. I don't know what it would be. Do you like it flipped in the bedroom, and do you like people to make you feel like a little pretty princess? And vice versa, maybe you're really femme. Are you going to get toppy and you want us to be little bottom bitches for you? Are you a person who flips? And how the fuck am I supposed to know that? Tell me, listener, how do I sense it from you? Where do I pick up on that? I want to know. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great week.